Tucker Wetmore, 98Q Country. That was Brunette. It's 8:47, or it's about to be. And every Tuesday morning, about 8:45, we get to chat with Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, I'm going to get that name right from now on. I've apparently got a bad track record, but how's it going today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing quite well, quite well. Find them on Facebook, by the way, Pioneer Financial Consultants, and you can listen back every week. I send Matt the clip. He puts it on Facebook and makes it even easier for you to listen in, kind of like we do with archiving, but where you're already online, Facebook for Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, what have you got for us this week?
Yeah, so Gray, I wanted to talk about the housing market, and especially for first-time home buyers, breaking into today's housing market. You know, I know for many young people, the prospect of buying a home can certainly seem out of reach with the high prices that we've seen, elevated interest rates, and limited inventory. You know, all make for the current housing market a challenging one.
All that means, though, is that speaking to the crew with you and Matt and everybody there at Pioneer, you guys are the place to go for advice on things like this and for at least a little bit of knowledge. You know, you guys have the experience to know where there might be opportunities that don't show up when I just pull up the local real estate agency. What have you got for us today?
Yeah, so, you know, and like I said, fortunately, home ownership can certainly still be an attainable goal. It may just take a little bit more planning, flexibility, and creativity than it did in the past. So I want to talk about a few things to help you navigate the process. And the first being, Gray, starting with a financial checkup. So know that before you start looking for a house, you'll need to assess your financial situation. You should first check your credit score, which is based on your past and present credit transactions. Having a good credit score is important because most mortgage lenders will use it to evaluate your what's called your credit worthiness. And a higher score will often help you obtain a lower interest rate for a mortgage, which could save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. And if you discover that you need to increase your credit score, focus on paying your bills on time and reducing high interest debt. So that, you know, is a good starting point. And know that you should also consider saving for a healthy down payment, since putting more money down can reduce the amount you'll need to borrow and may make your offer more attractive to a seller. So there's a couple things that I would try implementing to help boost your down payment.
All right, let's dive in. What's the first one?
Yeah, so the first one would be automate your savings. So a portion of each paycheck goes directly into a home fund. So there's a lot of ways that you can do that, Grant. I know we talked about automating things in the past and, you know, putting that money aside so you don't even see it, maybe on the day that you get paid, putting, you know, whatever the amount is, whether it's $100, $200, whatever it may be, into a separate account that is specifically for a down payment on a house when the right time comes.
All right, that makes a lot of sense. I know that when I discovered the automatic transfer function of my mobile banking app, for example, I was able to start saving a little bit more effectively. And of course, if people aren't comfortable with the app, you can probably go to your bank and talk about setting up an automatic transfer. But a very simple and powerful tool to help you pay off that debt or to save for the down payment, or maybe one becomes the other with that snowball method. What else have you got for us?
Absolutely. And the second tip would be examine your budget and focus on reducing your discretionary spending. I think it's very easy in today's world with all the different subscriptions that we all have, or most of us have, to forget about some of the things that you're paying for. But by taking a look at that, you can certainly most likely find something that you know that you just don't use anymore to cut spending that way, which can also in turn help with a larger down payment.
Perfect example. If you watch Netflix without ads on it, you're paying at least $192 per year over what it costs for the plan with ads. Put up with a couple ads each day, save almost $200 a year. And it's actually even more than that if you've got the premium ad-free version. At that point, you're saving almost $250. And hey, that's $250. In a year, maybe not so much, but five of those types of things over 3 or 4 years, and all of a sudden we're looking at down payment numbers, Matt.
Right. Absolutely.
It adds up super fast. You know, that $8 difference at the restaurant that you go to every week is $400 at the end of the year.
Or that cup of coffee. no doubt.
Man, but I remember when I was upset because people said, don't drink your $5 coffee if you want to save money. But now coffee's $11. They were right the whole time. Anyway, Matt, sure. What else have you got for us? What other strategies?
Yeah, and boost your savings with windfalls from tax refund bonuses or gifts from family members. You know, a lot of those windfalls certainly are easy to spend, right? But if you instead save those for that down payment, that can certainly help add those numbers up very quickly.
The more I look, the more you'll see. And it's one of those things, Matt, where I think each of us has been there, and you look at your bank account and the number is way lower than you think. And the problem is, the math works out. You kind of hope that there was a mistake somewhere. It's like, nope, I remember that purchase and the Cheesecake Factory and that extra. I bought premium gas that day. It adds up so fast, but the savings do too. That works both ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And next, you can certainly, if you're a first-time homebuyer, you can explore first-time homebuyer programs. Know that there are numerous mortgage programs geared specifically towards first-time homebuyers that can significantly reduce the upfront cost of buying a home. Government programs such as FHA loans often require much lower down payments. So if you just don't have that amount of money in a down payment, first-time homebuyer programs, certainly you typically have those lower down payments. Know that there are also local and state programs may offer grants, down payment assistance, or reduced interest rates. So there's a lot of good programs out there that certainly allow first-time homebuyers the ability to get into that home.
Well, and of course, I could search that up. And again, I'm technologically comfortable, technologically confident, however you want to put it. But I still tend to believe I'm going to miss one, or I'll miss the fact that there might be another one that I qualify for. You know, maybe I'll hit two out of the five that might apply to me as a new home buyer. That's exactly why I'm going to call Pioneer Financial Consultants and say, hey, how do we figure out what credits and what programs I qualify for? You guys are ready to sling some information in the face of that question.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. another tip would be seeking out alternative financing options, talking about different options. But buyers can also consider financing options to help lower the interest, their interest rates. Excuse me. One of those alternatives may be an adjustable rate mortgage, or an ARM, also referred to as a variable rate mortgage. Typically has a fixed interest rate at the beginning of the loan, which then adjusts annually or biannually for the remainder of the loan. The initial interest rate on an ARM is generally lower than the rate on a traditional fixed rate mortgage, which may result in a lower monthly mortgage payment, at least up front. You can also do a temporary buy down, which provides the buyer with a lower interest rate on a fixed mortgage during the beginning of the loan period. Usually that's going to be the first, year or two, in exchange for an upfront fee or higher interest rate once the buy-down feature expires. And lastly, as far as alternative financing options, an assumable mortgage allows a buyer to take over a seller's existing loan in loan terms and pay cash, or take out a second mortgage to cover the remainder of the purchase price. With where interest rates are at right now, that may be a good option for some people, but certainly just some alternatives there.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. So options for saving, or at least approaching the down payment as a first-time home buyer, it's more challenging than it's ever been before, but that doesn't mean there's not tools. And of course, there are endless conversations that could be had about housing inventory and whether there's enough affordable housing, but whether or not that's the case doesn't necessarily, well, I don't want to say it doesn't matter as much to each of us. I think people know what I mean. What's more tangible is what we can do about it. And asking you guys is one of the best steps. Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, so our phone number is 715-748-3231.
And we've been chatting with Matt. You can go back and listen to what we've said today, what Matt said today, and some of the ways to make it easier to approach that first-time home purchase. And it goes beyond saving for the down payment or paying off debt. There's endless small pieces that may or may not be relevant to your situation. So tell them your story. Call Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, thank you so much. I think I just used the wrong name once again, but we'll get it right.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Sounds good. And thank you very much, Greg.
We appreciate your time, Matt. We'll chat with you again next week. Hey, no matter what I say, they are called and will stay called Pioneer Financial Consultants. I want to thank Matt for correcting me on that. I have a tendency of just saying what I think is true. regardless of what actually is. I think that's probably a bad habit. I'll work on that. While you listen to the news, weather, and sports, coming up next, they're Pioneer Financial Consultants. They're the ones you want to talk to for all of your financial needs. We're 98Q. We deal in country music, local community info, some sports too. Check it all out, 98QCountry.com. Quick message for you, and Tracy Lawrence next on 98Q Country.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.